So what? Video has surfaced via TMZ of our very own Ezekiel Elliott, who was in Las Vegas over the weekend at the Electric Daisy Carnival, which, of course, was headlined by none other than Steve Aoki.
Yes.
It's an annual electronic dance music festival. 14 people arrested on the second day of the Electric Daisy Carnival on Saturday. Now, Zeke was not one of those 14 people, but as the video shows, he was handcuffed. And I'm going to tell you right out of the gate, your man is way more than just drunk. There's something going on there. He looks disassociated completely. A woman who TMZ is calling his girlfriend is trying to walk away from him. And although he does not ever put his hands on her, he does kind of block walk her. Like he's walking in front of her or kind of herding her, H-E-R-D, with his body. So she's trying to walk one direction and he'll kind of walk in front of her and divert her path.
Zeke is,
yeah. And so that's about a minute of the video. But in the back half of it, he's getting in the face of an event staff security person. And I believe I would call it a block, not a charge. The guy definitely oversells it, like flies backwards. But Zeke does kind of push him, and the guy takes a tumble over what looks like a little security fence. Mm. And he is handcuffed. Now, again, he wasn't arrested, but he could still face discipline from the league. And I guess the upshot of this is just, if you think that Zeke has turned it down, the answer is no, he is not.
No, I regret to inform you, as the maker of the It's Always Something with This Guy timeline with Mr. Dez Bryant once upon a time, I feel like the It's Always Something with This Guy timeline of Zeke needs to be created. How many times a year are we doing this?
And the only difference, you're definitely right, it was always something with Dez, but I don't know that Dez really partied as hard
no,
as maybe.
No, he did
like,
not. No, I should be clear on that.
Yeah, he had family stuff, and we never know if that tape existed or not of him supposedly like choking a woman. But Zeke's are almost all party-related. He's pulling down a girl's top at Greenville. He got into a drunken fight with his girlfriend that was, you know, the time back in Columbus that jumped everything off at the time. And
what kind of outfit's this girl wearing in Vegas?
It's a rave, Bob. You're gonna see a lot of different stuff.
She
at
doesn't
a, at an EDM festival.
Doesn't appear to have bottoms necessarily. I mean, there's bottoms, but it's just a rumor.
It's different. People are gonna dress different at raves.
He's still wearing cargo shorts and a LeBron jersey.
All right, so let's say I video this.
She's gonna catch a cold like that.
And I'm like, man, I want to make money on this. Who do I call? How do I get to TMZ, and what do they pay me?
I think if you're the type of person to hang out looking for videos like this, you know the number for TMZ's tip line.
Okay, so this isn't just a random dude?
I don't know how that works. I'd be interested in that.
Because he was filming him before there was problems, right?
Well, the or video no? kind of starts with him arguing with his girlfriend.
Hey, look, there's Zeke.
Yeah, and look, he... What do you know? He's arguing with his girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, that'll happen. Relationships are tough, Jake.
And it's about 3 a.m.
Well.
Do you know how old he is, Dan?
I'm going to guess 26.
Ezekiel Elliott is 23 years old still.
What?
Do you believe that? I had to Google his age to see how old is he now and at what point do we need to stop worrying about this. He's still draft age. Like, guys got drafted last week or a couple weeks ago that were 23.
Damn.
Yeah, and as Julie said in the ticker, he did leave Vegas. I think this was Saturday morning at 3 a.m., so Friday night, Saturday morning. And as his agent points out, he then went to his youth football camp in Dallas on Sunday. You think he was a lot of help? Is there just coming down off of a 24-hour ecstasy bender? Like, oh, God, I got to be around these kids. Please turn down the sun.
Now, I mean, here's where the rubber hits the road, of course. Every time something like this happens, it's your job as a Cowboy fan to tell us exactly your stance on whether he should be extended or not. And I suppose if you're a guy like Ezekiel Elliott, Your answer to that is, I don't really care. Somebody's going to pay me.
Right.
But man, if he was wired like me, which he isn't, clearly, the second you step in some hot water, you would immediately start saying, I need to manage my decisions based on, I need to make this an easy sell. Not give them off ramps all 4 or 5 years of my career to pretty much tell them, this is a really bad idea to get married with me or to me.
Well, he also probably knows that based on the way things went, do you think he learned a lot from the way Jerry handled that the first time around?
No, and that's kind of
like, go back and watch that All or Nothing. Yeah, that's like, I can do anything I want.
That's the Cowboys' biosphere, is that they certainly make sure that they protect you and protect you and protect you and then reward you. And it's never your fault, and there's never a maturity process because there's never one demanded. Again, all of these things are not the biggest thing in the world. It's just, if you enjoy the nightlife like that, and if you are, I mean, you're just asking for, I don't know.
It's Zeke being Zeke.
It is. And it's back to the, I pay this guy because I trust him, and I never hear any of this stuff, and he's serious about being a professional athlete. And I don't pay this guy because I get indications all along the road that he's not serious about being the best he can be, and, you know, and staying out of trouble, and, you know, all these things I would value if I ran a team.
Well, someone who is being the best they can be, and someone that I think I would actually like to get on this show, is Dallas businessman Victor Vescovo, who on April 28th, this is only just now being disclosed, became the deepest diving human in history. The submarine that he took on the Five Deeps expedition reached the bottom of the Pacific Ocean's Challenger Deep, which appears to be somewhere near, like, I don't know, Guam. It's literally the most remote part of the world you could find.
So he's a businessman? Like,
yeah, he's just into...
So is he like the dude that wants to just fly to space?
Right.
Like, you got $1 billion, and you're right. Like, yeah,
Bezos,
I want to do
or
stuff.
I want
to go
Elon
deep
Musk.
In the sea.
That's what this dude wanted to do. He's been on a years-long journey to reach the deepest points
wow.
in each of the planet's five oceans. He spent more than 4 hours at the deepest known point of the ocean. Four
on
hours.
On the moon?
In a submarine. How deep is that?
35,000 feet.
Is that the...
On the moon?
The last time a human visited there was James Cameron. This guy got even a little bit deeper than Cameron did. And just to let you know that things are going extremely well on Earth and there's no problems, he did find some candy wrappers in a plastic bag at 36,000 feet deep.
Is that
so
the
our trash is even...
Well, that was created by the fish down there.
Right.
Is that the Mariana Trench or whatever they call that thing? That was always scared me as a kid, reading the encyclopedia.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's the deepest part
of
the ocean.
It's down there where there's no light, and so the animals down there...
Yeah, that's where he was.
Like stuff on top of their head.
they're really weird looking, but nobody knows because you never see them because they live down there.
They might have showed that in Blue Planet.
I don't know
if they did the very lowest, but yeah. That's cool stuff down there.
Mm-hmm. They identified at least 3 new species of marine animal, which I'll tell you, I find underwhelming. If I'm going to go to 36,000 feet, you better come up with more than 3
they
things.
They discovered a whole new animal, and you are meh.
Yeah. You can't get to double digits?
Man,
you
that's
got a
sad.
A field
the kids
goal?
These days, Bob.
You're down there for 4 hours. You're just three?
At least 3 1 hour.
Oh, totally new. They've never known they existed.
Totally different species.
Have you ever caught a cod?
I don't know if there were any cod down there or not.
That'd be pretty deep for a cod there, Julie.
So let's have him
way
on. Just
deep.
Kind of find out what it's like. Would you
sure.
guys do that?
Of course. Yeah, yeah.
No,
let's
no,
get
would
the,
you go, though?
Oh, would we go?
Yeah.
Sure.
Man,
no.
In a submarine?
Yeah.
It takes about 7 hours.
You might as well
to
go to
there.
Mars. I mean, it's the same number of people. Well, that's probably a bad point. But it's very, very, very death-defying, I bet, to go that deep.
Yeah, let's get the guy on.
I wonder if your ears pop, even in a submarine.
Yeah, yes. Do you have to keep yawning?
100%.
You think?
Or chew gum?
Absolutely.
It's got to feel totally different.
No doubt.
Well, give us a call, Victor.
We'll
congrats.
Know.
You're the P1 of the week.
Wonder if he christened it.
How, Dan?
You use your own brain to determine what I meant. It's like the Mona Lisa.
No, it wasn't
that statement
anything
right there,
like the Mona
that
Lisa.
That statement right there was like the Mona Lisa.
We're going to go now.